Personalized video messaging is an amazing solution for many business types, and there's a chance that your competitors are not using it right now. That means that as an early adopter, you could set yourself apart and begin delivering a unique customer experience. Hi, I'm Tom Connery, and you're listening to Talking Customer Success. On this podcast, we focus on topics relating to customer success management and sometimes invite guests to share their experience and how they leverage CSM programs and operations to not only retain business, but generate revenue and build attitudinal customer loyalty. My background with this type of account management comes from working for software companies, but I believe this practice in general could potentially be applied to a number of businesses. Welcome to Talking Customer Success. In this episode, I'm speaking with Matt Barnett, commonly known as Papa Bear at Bonjoro. Essentially, Bonjoro is the world's first customer delight platform. It can significantly help to build real relationships with customers at scale, especially when we visit less in person than we had before. When it was initially developed, Bonjoro tripled response rates versus using automated emails. 2 years later, and now thousands of businesses across the world use Bonjoro to spark meaningful conversations and powerful, lasting relationships with their customers. I'm sharing Bonjoro with you today because I use it myself, and I'm also an affiliate for the service. Please consider using my affiliate link in the show notes if you'd like to sign up for a free trial today. Before we jump to the interview with Matt, I need to pause for a brief moment to talk about Anchor and how anyone can use Anchor to start their own podcast. One thing I need to mention before I play the interview is I didn't realize it at the time of the recording. Rookie mistake, I guess. I used Zoom for the first time to record this podcast. I didn't use the Anchor app itself. And obviously I sound pretty good right now because I'm using Adobe Audition with a fancy microphone on my desk. But when I set up Zoom, I forgot to check the mic setting, or I thought I did, but I think it was using my internal iMac microphone. It was not using the fancy mic. But the good news is Matt sounds great and you can clearly understand what he's saying, and he is the master of Bonjoro. So I think you're still going to get value in this episode, obviously, or else I probably wouldn't even upload it. But just wanted to warn you, my voice is a little but Matt sounds great. Here we go.
Matt, thank you so much for joining Talking Customer Success. And I've been demoing Bonjoro for a few months now, and I have to admit that I really like the way Bonjoro is positioned to support process and workflow as it relates to onboarding, engagement, adoption, and retention. Those four areas are critical for customer success teams. And ironically enough, it also supports freelancers or small business owners in adding an enhanced personalized experience to their leads and their customer relationships. So before I really ask any questions, I want to thank you for providing me the opportunity to use Bonjoro for my own leads and customers, because I've had multiple people reach out to me and tell me how cool it was to receive a personalized welcome or follow-up. And of course, that only scratches the surface of what Bonjoro really can do as a whole. And we'll cover more of that, you know, during this episode. Before we dive in, but perhaps you can share how Bonjoro started, you know, why you built it.
For sure. And thanks for having me along as well. I'm glad we could help you out here. So how it started, I was running an agency and I'm based in Australia. And all of our clients were based in New York and London and Paris. Great for business, but not great for time zones. So we found it difficult to engage with leads coming in. We were doing drip email marketing, which, you know, years ago was actually pretty effective and started to become less effective. And so I thought, you know, we need to kind of break the mold here a little bit. We were very good at pitching in person. Because it was agency and large FMCG clients, everything came down to relationships. So I used to take a ferry to work, a boat across the harbor here in Sydney. And so I would pull out my phone. We got a list of all our leads every evening. And I'd record an individual video for each and every lead. So if Thomas Hardy from Ogilvy in London signed up, I would do a video for Thomas as I went past the Opera House. It's pretty windy. I don't think most people could quite hear what I was saying. I'd say welcome on board. I'd show him the Opera House, and I'd mention a few clients that we'd worked on that they dealt with. And then we built a little system where this would package up and be emailed to the client straight away. And We tripled our engagement rate straight away. So we tripled the response rates that we got. And as a result, the direct impact to us as a business is that we tripled the amount of meetings that we had, and therefore we tripled the amount of business that we won. So it was incredibly impactful. And we thought, way, you know, great for us, well done. And then one of these clients asked us if they could use this video email service. And so, you know, I was having beers in the pub with my team. I looked at them and I said, you know what, we should really let them have a go with this and just see what happens. And my CTO looks at me and he goes, gosh, I knew you were going to say that. So we spent a few weekends and we built a little portal they could log into, and that client started using it. And then one of their customers that they sent it to got in touch and said, could we use it too? And we thought, okay. We put them on, and then one of their customers asked if they could use it, and we chucked a little $15 paywall behind it, and people kept signing up and paying. And it kind of just snowballed. It was not expected, and that overtook the original agency in about 12 months in terms of revenue and scale.
That's amazing. It's awesome.
So it's just a happy mistake.
Yeah. It's funny. I think you mentioned we talked about the experience of the customer, how, you know, you gave that individual attention to them by making those videos, and that's how it really helped your engagement rate, right? And then of course your conversion rate. And there's something in customer success called the appropriate experience. And that's what I thought of when you mentioned that, and how every customer really is kind of different. Because you're able to send out the individual videos, you also sort of know probably, well, a little bit about those leads or clients already, some of their information, right? Maybe they gave you an email address, you know their website, you know their business or something. So you have the ability to kind of do a little research on someone and then send them something that might make more sense to them specifically. Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
Yeah. And so obviously, like, as that product evolved, yeah, so personalization is key. And so what we did over time is we built it so it integrates into a load of CRMs, mailing systems, CS tools. And then you can choose what information you show. So for instance, where the personalization has kind of got increased. So for instance, if you're using, let's say, Intercom and you're plugging into that, you can choose what data you show from Intercom when you record the video. So you might want to show that the customer has signed up and done steps 1, 2, 3 of onboarding, but haven't done steps 4, 5, 6. And so obviously when you're doing that, you're not only mentioning the customer's name, probably their company and where they're from, but you're going to mention, look, I saw you got to step 3,
right,
but it's really important you go and do step 4. So the point, you know, with these is personalize it, make the customer understand that you've done it for them only, and then also personalize the kind of context. So, you know, whether it's leads or existing customers, what is the next step you want that customer to take that will get them to success with your products and your business?
Right. Like you just demonstrated the example of adoption, right? Showing them how to mature with whatever product or service that you're trying to support for them, how to help them get to where they need to go.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, this year's been interesting. We'll shift gears for a second, because the pandemic must have had some kind of impact on your business. I'm guessing a growth impact, since even more remote people are out there looking for tools like this. Have you seen that?
Yeah, we have. But we've also seen a shift. So, you know, we still work with a lot of small businesses that have been hit hard. There's other I think more businesses are now looking at how to communicate with customers remotely. And I think people are realizing that dropping the whole barriers, you know, and connecting with customers when you're in your home and your kids are running around your legs is kind of fine, because everyone's in it together. And I think there's a general shift anyway, and this has accelerated it, towards personalization and transparency. When, you know, like, we have financial advisors who'll be doing videos in their kitchens, and they no longer necessarily need to wear the suit and the tie. People are fine with that, and they're understanding it's about the individual, you know, especially as that customer relationship develops. You also see a shift in the types of industries that are doing this. So one move here is, for instance, e-commerce has taken off massively in the last 4 months. So we now see, and e-commerce traditionally is a very low touch model. We now see e-commerce becoming slightly higher touch with a bit of personalization and connection. And the reason is that the most successful e-commerce companies are now starting to shift to subscription models, which is really interesting as well. So I think, again, you see people starting to understand that, you know, the whole point of customer success is the lifetime value of the customer. And so, you know, if you're somewhere like e-commerce, it's no longer about a single sale. It's about recurring sales or multiple sales and growing those over time, which is a pure customer success approach to that, I think.
Absolutely. Let's tell some people, you know, discovering Bonjour for the first time, sort of how it works high level. I mean, you've got campaigns and workflows and setting up their email templates or the landing page template type thing. You want to sort of give an overview of what people can expect when they first start signing in if they create the free trial?
Yeah, for sure. So the ideal way that you use Bonjour is if you do have a ESP or a mailing system or a CRM or a CS tool like Intercom, MailChimp, ActiveCampaign, etc. You actually plug Bonjour into that. And the reason is that you're looking to send videos to leads or customers at certain points on a funnel. So let's say you have a sign-up form and your customers are signing up to use you, let's just say you're a software product, and let's say you're using an Intercom. And when that customer comes in, you might want to send that customer straight to Bonjour. It'll notify one of the CS team. Again, you choose who, give them information about that user, and they can then record a 30-second video that's personalized to that customer. It's then sent off to that customer, includes branding, includes backgrounds, includes links. So I mentioned earlier on, you want to drive a customer to take a next action. You can choose different links that you've set up already. So if you want to drive them to take the next step on a funnel or book a demo call or follow you on social media, again, the choice is yours. Then that's all tracked and measured. There's different stages on the funnel when you might want to use this. So, you know, leads is a very common area. But then also, we talk about like activation. So paid users, making sure they're activated and engaged with the product so they don't churn the first few months. We see quite a bit of stuff around retention and reactivation of potentially lapsed users. So anyone who's gone quiet, checking in, again, just trying to reactivate them. And then all the way down to doing things like driving reviews and referrals. So customers that have been with you, you know, for whatever your number is, 6 months, where you know they're an advocate. Potentially you've got a metric, you know, like you're doing NPS and you're working out that customer is an advocate, then you're popping them a video and saying, hey, thanks so much. I'd love it if you could leave us a review. It means a massive amount to us. And there's a link for that. So different stages, but it all feeds off your existing systems to make it easy.
Yep, that's perfect timing. I was thinking of that today, actually, because I was in there using my system and I didn't have a campaign for reviews or trying to gather testimonials. And I was curious because I think when you go click the default campaign types are available, I don't think review or testimonial thing was one of the ones in your list, but that makes perfect sense. I'm glad you mentioned it because that came up today with somebody.
Yeah, so you'll see, it might even go live today, I think. We had a thing called the Funnels Playbook where basically we went out to like our 30 most successful use cases in different industries. And we just got them to tell us like black and white exactly how they use it. So what they're saying on videos, when they're sending them, what they're using, what the results are. And we basically had these across, you know, SaaS to e-commerce to services industries. We're now starting to put that in the platform. So we'll hopefully give you a bit more inspiration of the things that you can try, and we'll give you what other customers have used and set up as a starting point. Obviously you'll need to customize that to your business, but hopefully it'll just get people going a little bit faster and give you a bit more, I guess, initial inspiration to kick off.
Definitely helps. And you mentioned ActiveCampaign and others. And I noticed you've got 10 plus workflow services set up to integrate. ConvertKit was popular, right? HubSpot, CRM, MailChimp, Patreon, Shopify. I saw all those. But I think even more importantly is maybe people don't really understand Zapier that well and the types of things you can do connecting to so many different SaaS applications out there.
Yeah, so Zapier we plugged into pretty early because for those who haven't used it, you'll probably end up using it. I think it's a pretty amazing business, but essentially they just make it very simple to connect any piece of software you have to another piece of software. There's about 1,500 softwares listed on there, so the likelihood is most of your tools will be there. It's actually our most powerful integration because there's a lot of customization you can do with it. So much easier to add filters in, add delays in, you know, like what my suggestion is always, you know, with doing videos, start simple. And then as you start to understand what is that's happening and you get into nuances, then start to, you know, bring complexity in so that ultimately the time you're spending gets you the biggest ROI. and the time that your team is spending, Zapier is a great next step for doing this. Again, if you haven't used it already, you will probably stumble across it because they're getting pretty big.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. I mean, when I first saw the workflows, I thought, well, do I have to work within that limitation or shell, I should say. It's not a limitation, there's a lot of services. But then when I started exploring Zapier and the certain applications that I use every day, I realized they were in there. And I could do things like, wow, there's a user community software I'm using, and I can send Bonjoro a task every time I have a new user sign up. And then I can welcome them to the user community, things like that simple. And it was so easy to set up. It was really cool.
For sure.
The other thing about Zapier is they have a free tier where even though I think it's like 100 zaps a month, and you can create up, I think up to 5 zaps. I mean, if you're not doing a ton of volume, you can still use it without even having to pay for that service and integrate it to Bonjoro, which is pretty, it's a good advantage.
Yeah, yeah. And their free plan is great. Anyone getting started, any small teams like that would easily be enough for you, for sure.
Now, what about recordings? That's one of the newer feature. I have tested it a few times, and we talked about the whole adoption ability. It's pretty amazing. You guys built a Chrome plugin to or extension, I guess I should say. You click a button, you start recording your screen and your webcam if you want to, optionally. And you can literally show the user what you want to show them and quickly send that to them with the same process.
Yeah, so we obviously what we're doing here is, so I wouldn't even say weirdly enough that we're a video company, I'd say we're a personalization company. Video happens to be a great medium for communication and for getting obviously the personal aspect across. So it makes sense to use it personalized at some points, but at other points on the funnel, two things. One, yes, screencasting, screen recording is really valuable, especially in CS. So if you're looking again at activating paid users, one of the things we see a lot of people do is they will actually log into a user's account with their permission and they'll run through on a screen recording and show them what is left to set up and maybe give them some advice. It's super useful. It's actually faster than doing a demo. It's really valuable. So that's primarily where we started to build that. The other thing it lets you do, obviously, is create videos that you can reuse. So points in the funnel where you're reaching out to groups or you're giving updates to your community, et cetera, then, you know, in those instances, you're not recording a video for everyone, just doing a single video and then sharing it out is also valuable because it's still a great comms tool. Not as personalized, but it gives you that flexibility now to start to, again, be personal at different levels of scale of video.
Yeah, it's just a huge time saver. I just did that recently for the first time as I had, I'm getting a lot of new leads and whatnot, and getting tasks set up that way in the system. But then I realized I had some other, email addresses from like a CSV I wanted to import, and these individuals haven't yet received sort of, you know, the type of messaging I want to deliver them. So like you just said, I could create one video or do one message and send it to all of them in bulk if I want to, or I can sort of categorize them and send them different ones based on who they are, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that part's fairly new for us, so you'll see it start to develop. We're actually going to give you more options of kind of save content to reuse because, again, I think with the personalization stuff, it's about a large message of transparency. I really think I think on any customer journey you do, and I would be biased to say, you know, almost any business, any price point, I think you need to have at least one personal check-in. I think it goes a long way. I think most businesses aren't doing this, so it's a real point of differentiation. After that, once they've kind of had that and they get that obviously that value and you start to, you know, create that kind of joy and if you like, turn into super fans, then just continue the transparency. But again, it could be at a more easy way to scale, you know, with larger messaging groups.
What about the future plans? Like, I guess what's on your roadmap, what you can share with us, for the next 6 months, let's say maybe a year, if you're even thinking that far ahead at the moment.
Yeah, we have a 12-month to 18-month roadmap.
Okay,
that changes. It changes a lot. One of the things that I mentioned, having these kind of pre-built funnels that you can kind of plug and play and get using, we're really building that out, and we're asking for more and more customers to submit how they use these systems to us. So again, we can just help users get up and running a lot quicker. The other way, as I mentioned, about the personalization side of it, and that we're not really video, we are starting to look into other ways to do personal comms at different points on the customer journey. So this is not just video. We're looking at some other systems beyond that. So ultimately, we want to be a suite that gives you the very best tools to engage your audience. So very much more from a kind of CS point of view. We also want to start to, flag with you when you should be doing these kind of tactics. I think one of the things that maybe where there's a gap, especially in kind of a lot of stuff like CRMs and even CS softwares out there, is saying, look, you've got to, let's say you get 100 leads come in this week. You know, out of those leads, we should be able to tell you, look, these 23 are really worth putting in the extra effort because they look like one of your other customers. They're a good lookalike. They've already taken some action in your platform, so obviously more engaged, and we think they'll benefit from you investing an extra few minutes of personal time to get them over the line versus maybe the other 77 who aren't quite as good for you. Then beyond that lead stage, it then comes down to, you know, I think the area I'm really interested in is the whole area of advocacy. So if you have 1,000 customers and, you know, you've got 20 advocates, how do you expand that and make it 200 advocates? How do you get customers you already have speaking about you, leaving reviews, bringing in other customers? I think to get them to do that, you really need to do an extremely, you need to have a very effective, I think, engagement strategy. And again, that is something that we can probably tell you how to do it and where to put the time in.
It's an amazing tool. And I really appreciate you being here. I think a lot of people are going to be discovering this now. And it's certainly helped me. And again, I think, from onboarding to adoption to engagement to retention, like, it's such a big part of customer success that helps companies grow. I really think Bonjoro can play a big role for many organizations there. So again, I really appreciate your time and sharing Bonjoro with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man.
Thank you so much for your time and attention. That wraps up this episode on Bonjoro. And again, please use my affiliate link in the description or show notes to sign up for your free trial today. I'm telling you, this solution is amazing for engaging customers. Did you enjoy this episode? If so, please consider following along and subscribe to this podcast, whether you found this episode on Anchor, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever. Lastly, don't be shy. I want to hear from my audience and connect with peers. Your feedback will only make this podcast improve. Look for the link to leave me a voice memo in the show notes. If you have an Anchor account or want to sign up, it's a simple way to send me a voice message up to 60 seconds long. Lastly, if you could take a brief moment to leave a positive review of this podcast and share it with a peer, it would mean the world to me. Better yet, if you'd like to take part in upcoming episode collaboration, let me know. You can at me on Twitter at Thomas Connery. That's ThomasConnery, or track me down on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/tconnery. That's TConnery. Until next time, take care of yourself and your customer.